Let's put a nice word in here. Well, maturation. Aging sounds, just too comes too close to home. Maturation. So winter is death. Right? Winter is death. When does winter come? When does winter officially begin? December 21st, right? Which is what? Winter solstice. Okay. What's unique about you're totally on here. What's unique about December 21st? Shortest light day of the year. So in a true sense, when does spring begin? Yeah, but if you're thinking of the solar cycle, what kind of symbols do we have at Christmas? When Christianity came into Europe and tried to Christianize Europe, what they did is they took Christian holidays and glued them on to pagan celebrations to make it more acceptable to the pagans. Right? And so what the heck would the pagans be doing in the dead of winter, be doing on December 25th or thereabouts? These people weren't stupid. They'd say, if you start thinking about it, all of a sudden you say, hey, the days are getting longer. Spring's coming. Right? And so really, it's a nice symbol that in death, this works well for Christianity too, in death is life. Right? Because it's really at the beginning of, quote, winter that is the beginning of spring. And so what they used to do up in the northern parts of Europe, like when the Vikings would decorate their boats with evergreens and carry them down to the harbors, like saying, hey, we want spring. I've even seen in Springfield, it's a common custom in Germany, when they have framed in a big tall building, they nail an evergreen to it with the idea that you give the building life. I've actually even seen it done in Springfield. Anyway, it's a beautiful spring day. We're going to have more education. And remember, we're never supposed to do anything twice. Twice is bad. I told you I don't really agree with that. He's been a bird, but what did he do? He just got to sit in the muse as a hawk. And he wants to fly. He wants to be able to fly, something that we all think would probably be fun. And so he's going to go with Archimedes. And so we were told early on, when he first was changed into a fish, and I've repeated this when we looked at the ants, that everything has social systems, and so he's supposed to learn from these.